Blog Talk Radio.
Let's pick it up at verse number 28 through 31.
Rochester before, 28 to 31. Just A, B, and C, the C order. Rochester 4, verse number 28 to 31. Rochester 4, 28 to 31.
righteous spirit will lead you into all truth.
Let's see that these righteous ministers here in 2 Chronicles 16. Verse number 9, mothers of Israel, see you right, what do you say?
2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
For the eyes of the Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole world.
Throughout the whole earth.
Mm-hmm. To show himself strong in the behalf of those who whose mind is perfect towards him.
So he said that the eye of the Yahweh run to and fro to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward him. So how do we get our mind perfect towards Yahweh? Let's see if Hezekiah give us a blueprint. And this 80th speaker to you, right? Let's go to Isaiah 38.
You don't want the rest of that?
We're coming back, brother.
Okay.
Isaiah 38. Let's see what it means to have a mind that's perfect toward Yahweh. Look at Isaiah 38, verse number 3. To say this, speak and see, Roy. Isaiah 38, verse number 3.
Isaiah, chapter 38, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And said, remember now, O Israel, O Yahweh.
Now this Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, Yahweh Judah, right? He said, and said, remember now, O Yahweh, go ahead.
I beseech you,
mm-hmm.
how I have walked before you in truth.
Uh-huh.
And with a perfect mind.
Go ahead.
And have done that which is good in your sight.
So that's what it means to have a perfect mind, right? You got to walk in the truth. You got to do those things that are good in the sight of the Most High Yahweh, right? Now let's go with Mother Deuteronomy 6:25. So, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter, let me see which one on, 12:28. He said, to do those things which are good in the sight of Yahweh. Deuteronomy 12:28, of Israel, Zero. Look at Deuteronomy 12:28. What is good in the sight of our Yahweh,
Mother? Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 12:28.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 28, read.
What it reads?
Observe and hear all these words, mm-hmm. which I command thee, that it may go well with thee.
So he said, observe and hear all these words which I command thee, go ahead.
And with thy children after thee.
So that it may be well with thee and with your children after thee for how long?
Forever. When thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So he said we got to observe and hear all these words which the Most High commanded us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Deuteronomy 13, verse 18, Mother Z. Deuteronomy 13, verse 18.
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
When they shall hearken. When you shall hearken to the voice of the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Your Yahweh to keep all his Torah instructions, which I command you this day.
So hold on, man. He said, when you listen to the voice of Yahweh and keep, now we dwelled on that word on the top part of the Sabbath day. He said, keep all his Torah instructions, right? Go ahead. Which I command thee this day.
Which I command thee this day to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh there, Yahweh.
But when we do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh, we are keeping his covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're keeping his Torah instructions, the first five books of Moses. That's what's good and right in Yahweh's eyes. So back to that Second Chronicles, Malachi 16, verse number 9.
Okay.
Second Chronicles 16, verse number 9.
Second Chronicles.
Like in Chronicles 16, verse number 9.
Second Chronicles.
Book of Second Chronicles 16, verse number 9. So we find out through the mouth of Hezekiah, he said that he walked before him with in truth and with a perfect mind. And have done all that is good in the sight of the Most High Yahweh. We find out his Torah instructions. When we do that, that's what's good and right in his eyes, right? Second Chronicles 16:9, Mother Z.
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
For the eyes of the Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth.
So the eyes of the Yahweh run to and fro. So how fast do they make them? They move, Mother? Because, you know, we like to carry, right?
Right. Yes, so
let's see about these ministers' spirits right quick. Let's say amen, people. Let's run the second editors right quick. Let's see what these ministers' spirits, what they are in the book of second editors. Let's say amen, somewhere around chapter 8. Let me be better right quick. Second editors, chapter 8. And let's look at verse number 21. Second Chronicles 8:21. Let's see what these ministers do. What they all supposed to be in CBC, Roy. Second Chronicles 8, verse number 21.
Second Chronicles, chapter 8, verse 21.
Yes, ma'am. Whose
throne is
inestimable? Whose throne is inestimable? And you can't put no number on what Yahweh is ruling, right? It's inestimable.
Whose greatness may not be comprehended.
So his greatness can't even be comprehended, right?
For whom the host of the ministry spirit stands with trembling.
So he said the host of the ministry spirit. They stand around Yahweh and all they do is shake in their boots, right? Now, even the head honcho, let me see if I can pull it out. Go back to that second Chronicles, Mother, 16 verse 9. Let me pull my song tactics out. See if I can run down the head honcho of these wicked ministers' spirit. Let's see how he operates. I can run him down. Look at that Second Chronicles 16, verse number 9, Mother of Israel, see you, Roy.
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
For the eyes of the Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth.
So the eyes of the Yahweh is running to and fro throughout the whole earth, believe.
To show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect towards him.
So he said they run to and fro throughout the whole earth, show themselves strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward him. Let's see how quick they make their move. We know they stand before Yahweh and they tremble, right? Let's run to Ezekiel 1:14 to say, let's see how quick are they on their move, when they make their move. Let's see how quick they move. Look at Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 14. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 14 to say, Avian, Phoebe, Roy.
Ezekiel chapter
1,
verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And the living creatures ran and returned at the appearance of a flash of lightning.
So when they get on their move, it's like a flash of lightning, right? Psalm 103, Malik. The Book of Psalm 103. Let's keep the deepness of spirit. Because it seems like when Yahweh give them a command, they don't hesitate, right? We like to hesitate and take our time about things, but time is running out, right? Psalm 103, verse number 18 through 20. The book of Psalm 103, verse number 18 through 20.
The book of Psalm, chapter 103, verses 18 to 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 103, verse 18.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 103, 18 to 20. Mother Israel, see you run.
Psalm 103, verse 18 to 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his current instructions,
uh-huh,
his commandments to do them. Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh had prepared his throne in the heavens.
So Yahweh prepared his throne in the heavens. Go ahead.
And his kingdom ruled over all.
He run this thing absolute, right?
Right.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
He left the Yahweh eat his minister spirit,
uh-huh,
that excel in strength.
They excel in strength, go ahead.
That do his commandments.
That they do what they are instructed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Hearken unto the voice of his word.
Whatever he commanded them to do, they move like a flash of lightning, right?
Right.
Take us 30 years just to understand we got Chief Yahweh's everything.
Hallelujah. Well,
take us a lifetime to get this thing in order. Is that right?
Right.
But the minister spirit, they stand before Yahweh and they tremble. And we want to look at another one of these minister spirits called. But I might say, well, yeah, we know that the righteous minister spirits, they stand before him and they tremble. But what about the other side of the coin? Hold that point, Mother E. Run through the book, 2 Kings 22, I believe I'm looking for. 2 Kings or 1 Kings? This one I'm looking for then, Mother E. Let's see 1 Kings, around 22. Let's keep it this thing right quick. We want to see who all is around Yahweh's throne here.
First Kings.
First Kings. Let me see if I can write it down. First Kings 22. And let's pick it up at verse number 17. 17 through 19. Mother E. Israel, see you, Lord. First Kings 22, 17 through 19.
First Kings chapter 22,
mm-hmm,
17 through 19.
Yes, ma'am. First Kings 22, 17 through 19. We find out that the minister fear Yahweh, they stand before him and they tremble, right? We want to see who all is standing before him, Mother E.
Okay.
First Kings 22, verse 17 through 19. Let's see if we can get a handle on what's going on in the heavens, Mother.
First Kings chapter 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17 through 19.
Uh-huh.
Verse 17. And he said,
what did he say?
I saw all Israel gathered upon the hill as sheep that have not a shepherd.
The sheep that have not a shepherd, go ahead.
And the Yahweh said,
what did he say?
These have no master.
He said, these have no master, go ahead.
Let them return every man to his house in peace.
Verse 18. Come
verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat.
So the king of Israel is Ahab, right? And he got into Jehoshaphat, king of Yahweh, Judah. What did he say?
Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil?
But he said, Micaiah the seer, he's not going to tell me what I want to hear. He ain't going to give me them smooth words, right? But number 19, what did he say?
19.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
what did he say?
Hear you therefore the word of the Yahweh.
Hear you therefore the word of Yahweh come out.
I saw the Yahweh sitting on his throne.
He said, look, I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne.
all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left.
So he had the minister spirit standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Now let's see, brother, if we can find out what's going on with the right hand and the left. Let me see if I can put it. I get myself in the deep. And I don't know if I can swim, you know what I mean? But in the book of Matthew, he makes a statement about the right hand and the left. In the book of Matthew, Mother's Week. Let's see what's going on with the right hand and the left. The book of Matthew 25, Mother's Week Israel. And let's begin at verse number, verse 32. 32 through 34, Mother's Week Israel. Let's see if we can get a handle about what's going on with the right hand and the left, Mother. Matthew 25, 32 through 34. What about the right hand and the left? What's going on there, Mother V. Israel, C. Roy?
Matthew chapter 25, verses
32 through 34.
Matthew chapter 25, verses 32 to 34.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And behold,
he before him is what I see.
And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats.
Verse 33, what do you say?
Verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall set the sheep on his right hand.
So he's going to set the sheep, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the right hand, go ahead, bud.
But the goats on his left hand.
Verse 34, what did he say?
34.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall the king say to them, on his right hand.
Hold up. He's going to say to them on his right hand what?
Come ye, blessed of my father in inheriting that kingdom. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the earth.
So the one on the right hand, he said he's going to invite them into the kingdom, right? Now, how do we get to the kingdom? I mean, we got to go all around the block just to get back to where we are here. How is it that you're going to make it into the kingdom? How do we get into the eternal life stages of this thing? In the book of Matthew, how is it that we're going to get eternal life? Is it based on our good looks?
No.
What do you give us this eternal life? Because he said the ones on his right hand is going to enter into the kingdom. And the kingdom is eternal life. Ain't that right? Eternal rulership. That's what he's talking about here. And how do we make that move? How do we get there? To say it's finished. Look at Matthew 19:16-17. How do we get it? How we get into the kingdom? How do we get eternal life? Matthew 19:16-17. We know what the ones on the right hand, what they are all about, right? Matthew chapter 19:16-17, Sister A.B. Phoebe of C.E. Roy.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16
through
17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, one came and said unto him,
what do you say?
Good master. What good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Verse 17. Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, why callest you me good?
Mm-hmm.
There is none good but one.
Go ahead.
That is Yahweh the Father.
Uh-huh.
But if you will enter into life,
mm-hmm.
keep the Torah and
They say that if you want this eternal life, you're going to get into the kingdom. Yes, keep the Torah instruction. In other words, you got to be on the side of the righteous. And the side of the righteous is the right hand. Ain't that what we read here?
Right.
But what's on the other side? Let's read that Matthew. Mother's week.
Right.
Matthew 25:35. What's on the other side of the coin here, Mother?
Matthew 25:35. Matthew 25:46.
We want to see what's going with the life in, what their destination is.
Verse 46.
Yes, ma'am.
And these shall go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal.
So you got two different sides of the coin, right? Mm-hmm. The righteous is going to life, everlasting life. And what's on the left-hand side, which plays the role of the wicked, right? Mm-hmm. They're going into everlasting punishment. So now we see that Yahweh got the host of heaven on his right hand. Those that play the part of the righteous and those on the left hand that are playing the part of taking the devil and them wicked minister spirits, right? Now let's see what they do to save this baby. Let's see if the wicked minister spirit, if they neglect. Let's go to the book of Job, chapter 1. Let's start it there. Let's see what the wicked minister spirit, what their role is. Job, chapter 1. And let's see that, let's get to the crux of the matter. Job 1:6. What's going on with this? Job 1:6. To say this, see this, see right.
Job 1:6.
Yes, ma'am.
Now there was a day when the sons of Yahweh
came to present.
Present themselves before Yahweh.
We read that he got all of the hosts of heaven on his right hand and on his left, right? Verse 7, what do you think?
Come on,
and Satan, verse 6, and Satan came also among them. So, Satan was in the crowd as well, right?
Yes.
Verse 7, come on.
Verse 7.
And what happened with Satan?
And that's why I said unto Satan.
What did he say?
When cometh you? Then Satan answered Yahweh and said.
Said what?
From going to and fro the earth.
So he said, I'm going to and fro throughout the earth. Go ahead.
And from walking up and down in it.
So Satan is riding to and fro the earth as well. And guess what? He moved like a flashing light at this. So even Satan, one of the left hand, they got a report. And let's see what his duty is, though, Money. But the 1 Peter 5:8. What Satan's role is here? The wicked ministers see what their role is. But they all work for the Most High Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 5:8. What do you say there, Mother? Eat Israel, see what? 1 Peter 5:8.
1 Peter 5:8.
Before,
he did it.
He did it.
Be
vigilant. You
got to
keep your eyes moving, right? Can't let
nobody slip up on you. Go ahead. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion.
What are you doing?
Walking about seeking whom he may devour.
Well, he's right about seeking whom he may devour, right? Mother Z, 1 Corinthians 2:11. That's the one I want. 1 Corinthians 2:11. Make that 2 Corinthians 2:11, Mother Z. 2 Corinthians 2:11.
chapter 2, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say them should get
an advantage.
Let's say them should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
So y'all right there, though, all the hosts of heaven standing before you. Those on the right hand and those on the left. Let's keep that in, since we're dealing with these ministers' spirits, we might as well look at both sides of the coin, right? Sister A.B., let's run to Ezekiel. See which one I want. Ezekiel 28, I believe, 27, one of those. We want to see what Yahweh got to say. Ezekiel chapter 26. Sister A.B. and C.B. and C. Roy. Let's see if we can get a line on what's going on here. Is that the one I want? 26. Let me see. Let me peep at 26. Is that the one I want? I don't see what I'm looking for there. Oh, boy. Make it 28. Ezekiel 28. Pick it up at verse number 1. Read a little bit of this. So Satan's like a roaring lion walking to and fro to the earth, thinking whom he may take advantage of, right? Whom he may devour. And when he devour you, that means he gets you out of the way of the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. He separates you from your Yahuwah. Ezekiel 28, verse number 1, Sister Avia and Phoebe. Let's see better. Let's see what he what y'all, Sister Avia.
Ezekiel
chapter 28, verse 1. Yes, ma'am. The word of
Yahweh came again unto me, saying.
Saying what?
Verse
2. Son of man. Son of man. Say unto
the prince of
Tyre.
Say unto the prince of Tyre. Go ahead. Let's say Yahweh.
Let's say Yahweh. Go ahead.
Because your mind is lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have said, I am Yahweh.
And he said, now you strengthen. You Yahweh, right?
Yeah,
read out.
I sit in the seat of
Yahweh. He said, I sit in the seat of Yahweh. Go ahead.
In the midst of the sea.
Go ahead, read on.
Yet you are a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Don't you set your mind as a mind of man of Yahweh.
Verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel.
So Yahweh gave him credit. What credit is due, right? Look at you, wiser than Daniel. Great.
There is no secret that they can hide from you. He said
it ain't nothing they can keep under the wraps from you. Go ahead, read on.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
With your wisdom and with your understanding.
With your wisdom and with your understanding, go ahead.
You have gotten you riches.
Mm-hmm.
And have gotten gold and silver into your treasure.
Verse number 5, what did you
say? Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
By your great wisdom and by your
traffic
has you increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches.
And your mind is lifted up because of your riches. First time to say, what do you say?
Therefore, thus says Yahweh, because you have set your mind as the mind of Yahweh.
So he said, you have set yourself up like you, me, right? You Yahweh. Let's see what Yahweh says in verse number 14. 14 and 15, what he says.
Verse 14. Thus are the anointed cherubim.
He says, now you are the anointed cherub. Go ahead. That did what?
That covered.
So you were supposed to be a covering to my creation, right?
Right.
You are the anointed cherub that covers. And I have what?
And I have set you so.
And Yahweh says, I set you. So, go ahead.
You were become the righteous mountain of Yahweh.
And you stood on the right hand and on the left, right? Go ahead.
You have walked up and down in the midst of the stone of fire.
Verse number 15. of Moses. Let's see what he told him way back here in Genesis chapter 3. And let's peep at verse number, Genesis 3. Let's pick up at verse number 14. Genesis 3, verse 14. What was in order, Moses? Genesis 3, verse number 14. What did Yahweh command the left-hand side to do? Genesis 3, verse 14.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Yahweh said unto the serpent,
what do you think?
Because I have done this, thou art cursed above all cattle.
Then hold on, Mother Eve, Mother Eve. Who is the serpent? Revelation 12, verse 9. Who is the serpent? Revelation 12, verse 9. Mother Eve is written. Who is the serpent? Revelation 12, verse 9.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And that great dragon.
The great dragon?
Which was cast out that old serpent called the devil and Satan.
Good.
Which deceived the whole world.
So that old serpent is called Satan and the devil. And his job is to deceive the whole world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 3, verse 14. He did read. Genesis 3, verse 14. I'm going to get a few more in there. I'm going to bring in that young lion, Brother Titus Israel. Genesis 3, verse 14. If I'm struggling, somebody will just give it up, right? Genesis 3:14. What'd you
say? Read the whole thing over again.
Yeah, Mother,
if you don't
mind.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh said unto the serpent.
What do you say?
Because I have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Thus I curse above all cattle.
Great.
And above every beast of the field.
Uh-huh.
Or from that belly shall thou go.
Mm-hmm.
And thus shall thou eat all the days of your life.
So his job is to eat up him to death, right?
Right.
Now let's see if we can pull this out, Sister A.B. And see if I can just put this on the table. Proverbs chapter 8. And we're going to have to figure it out from this point. Look at Proverbs chapter 8. Yeah, what made the statement in Proverbs chapter 8? If I can pull it out, Sister A.B. See if I can lay my eyes on the hope.
And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground.
mm-hmm.
and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life.
But Yahweh formed man of the dust.
Yes.
So Satan got a role to play, right?
Yes.
And his role is to eat up him to death. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Young lion, brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let me get your vocals warmed up because you're getting ready to take this thing over in a few minutes. I'm looking for a statement in Isaiah, and to see if I can lay my eyes on it. Isaiah, I want to say 45. Young lion from the tribe of Yahshua Judah. Let's look at verse number 4 through 7. Let's just read a little bit of this. Just for dramatic. I'm just trying to pull out some dramatic. But my quote, I'm looking for it, verse 7. Come on.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 4 through verse 7.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 45,
verse
4
What do you read?
For Israel, my servant saints.
Yes, sir.
And Israel, my elect.
So Israel is his servant, and Israel is his elect.
Yes.
Whenever we hear the word servant, elect, our mind should automatically say, he's talking about us, right?
Yeah, I even called you by your name.
He said, look here, I'm the one that gave you your name. Go ahead.
I have certain names.
Go ahead.
No, you have not known.
Because your name should have been, you should have been Jacobites, right? Not no Israelites.
No,
Yahweh gave you that name Israelite, right?
Yes.
You know, that means that you're a prince. You got power with Yahweh and man.
Yeah.
What's that in verse number 6 and 7, young light?
Isaiah 45, verse 6 and verse 7.
Yes, sir.
That they may know from the rising of the sun,
mm-hmm.
from the west.
Rising of the sun is in the east, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the west. Go ahead.
Yes. That there is none else. There is none beside me.
Go ahead, man.
I am Yahweh. And there is none else.
Now, he don't give up his position. What did he do in verse 7?
Verse 7,
mm-hmm.
I formed the light.
I formed the light.
And created darkness.
And created darkness.
I made peace.
Go ahead.
And created evil.
Go ahead.
Ah, Yahweh, do all these things.
So Yahweh is the one that gave Satan his marching order, right? Look here. I created you to play the part of the left-hand side, right? You to play the part of the... Let's write to the book of Leviticus. Let me give me a few shots in on this big day, and I'll be out the way. Leviticus 23, but eat Israel, see Roy. Let's pick it up at 23. Leviticus 23, 23. What's on the agenda? What's on the horizon? Leviticus 23, 23. Mother Israel, 23 through 25, what he said.
Leviticus 23, 23 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus 23, verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23.
Uh-huh.
And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
saying what?
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the family of Israel, please.
Saying, in the seventh month,
mm-hmm.
in the first day of the month,
great.
Ye have a Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
A memorial of blowing of the trumpet.
So in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath. A memorial of blowing of the trumpet. Go ahead.
A righteous assembly.
A righteous assembly. Verse 25, come on.
Verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
He says, do not serve their work therein.
Great.
But you shall offer an offering made by fire. Until the Yahweh.
So let's see that these are blowing of the trumpet. Last night we went on the side of the alarm. But let's say this people in front of Job 11 verse chapter 6. Look at Job 11 verse 6 right quick. So say this people, Job 11 verse 6. So we can't we cover one side last on the top part of the Sabbath day. Now we want to look at the other, the flip side of this day.
Job
chapter 11, verse number 6.
Job chapter 11, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that he would show you the secrets of wisdom.
that he will show you the secrets of wisdom, go ahead.
That they are double to that which is.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the Yahweh
exacted
of you, let your sin to
you. You can be in the scripture and have two different meanings. You can have a double interpretation if you want to use that phrase, right? The book of Sirach, you have lines from the tribe of Yahweh Judah, Brother Titus, 42:24. Book of Sirach, 42:24.
Book of Sirach, 42:24.
Yes, sir.
Book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
All things are double.
All things are double.
One against another.
Uh-huh.
And he has made nothing impersonal.
He can have a double understanding, right? Well, let's see if we can put out the double on this blood of the trumpet. The book of Wisdom of Solomon 18, verse number 7. What do you say, Buck? Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 18, verse number 7. Now, these blood of the trumpet will have a double meaning on it. It will have just not just one function, but it will have two functions. The same program when Yahweh put it down, right? Look at the chapter 18, verse number 7. What are the two sides of this thing, Mother?
Look at the chapter 18.
Mm-hmm. Verse number 5.
You said Wisdom of Solomon.
Yes, ma'am. Look at the 18, verse 7. Let's see, what are the two sides of this thing, Mother?
Look at the Solomon, chapter 18, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
So are the people was except so are the people, so are your people.
So are the people.
So are your people were accepted both the salvation of the righteous.
So dealing with these trumpets, one side of the coin is the salvation of the righteous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what else is going on, Mother?
And the destruction of the enemy.
So you got a twofold meaning here. The salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemy, right? Let's look at the book of Luke, Mother Z. Let's just run this for a second. The book of Luke chapter 1, Mother Z.
That's right.
The book of Luke chapter 1. Let's begin at verse 67. Let's read a little bit. Mother Z as well as C. Roy. Book of Luke chapter 1, verse number 68. Let's find it right there. What's going on, Mother Z? So Yahweh say it's a double thing going to go down. The salvation of the righteous, right? And the destruction of the enemy, right? Luke chapter 1, verse 68, Mother Z. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. What's going on with that?
Luke chapter 1, verse 68.
Yes, ma'am.
Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Blessed be the Yahweh of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
So Yahweh comes to redeem Israel, right? Verse 69, what did he say?
Verse 69.
Yes, ma'am.
And has raised up and horn of salvation for us in the temple of
in the family of his servant
David.
So he raised up the power of salvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it came through the family of the family that we taken, right?
Right.
So what he say? Verse 70. Yes, ma'am.
And he spoke by the mouth of his righteous seal.
So he spoke by the mouth of his righteous seal,
which has been since the world began.
Verse 71.
That we should be saved from our enemies,
mm-hmm,
and from the hand of all them and all that hate us.
That we should be saved from our enemies. from the hands of all them heathen. We know in the book of Jeremiah 57, what he says. But he used the terminology all them heathen. So let's see if we can put a number on this thing, Sister Avian. Jeremiah 50, verse 7. What do you mean by all them heathen? Jeremiah 50, verse 7.
Jeremiah.
Yes, ma'am. Jeremiah 50, verse 7. I'm almost out of here. Jeremiah 50, verse 7. What do you think?
All that found them have devoured
them. He said, everybody that made their eyes on you did what?
Devoured
you. Go ahead.
And their adversary said.
And their enemy said what?
We have not.
We are being not.
We are being not.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, all our adversaries, all our enemies said,
we have been not.
Now we know that you break it every day that the Creator gave you to do, right? So the adversary, they have peeped it on you, right?
Yes.
Let's go to the book of Zechariah, young lion from the tribe of Yahweh God Judah.
Yes, sir.
Six men in Zechariah that I would like to read if I could lay my eyes on it, though. He made a statement in the book of Zechariah, young man. Zechariah chapter, I want to say 11. Zechariah chapter 11, the figure that 3 to 6. Because Zechariah chapter 11, verse 3 to 6, young man from the tribe of Yahweh Judah.
Book of Zechariah, says, chapter 11. Verse
3 to 6. Yes, sir.
Zechariah chapter 11, verse 3 reads.
What do you read?
There is a voice of the howling of the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
But there greatness is forth.
Great.
A voice of one of young lion.
We read it. Satan is like a young lion, right?
Yes.
Say it up.
For the pride of joy is for you.
Verse number 4, what happened?
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Just then, Yahweh, my Yahweh.
Great.
See the flock of the Lord.
Hey. Look at you like you are the flock of the flock, right? Lead you up to be the door, right? Verse number 5, what do you say?
Verse 5, read.
What do you say?
Who's possessed the slayer?
Go ahead.
And hold themselves not guilty.
Go ahead.
And they themselves in state.
And the one that sold you say what?
Say, blessed be Yahweh.
Blessed be Yahweh. Go ahead.
For I am rich.
Go ahead.
The old shepherd.
And our leaders won't tell us the truth, the faith in life, right?
That's right.
Read number 6, what do you say?
Verse 6. Huh? Why would no more change the inheritance of the land?
That's good. We don't need that. But let's run back to that Jeremiah to say this. So he said, and Job, the one that possessed you, the one that sold you, say, called yourself not guilty. And when they sold you and said, whoa, boy, we got our hands on the real deal, the Israelites, we know when they put their heads to the plow, all kinds of stuff gonna come up and make us rich. They know all about us. They know that whatever we touch is turned to gold. And that's what they know. Let's look at that Jeremiah 50 verse number. One more verse. Verse 33, what did they say? Jeremiah 50. What did our adversary, what did our enemy say in Jeremiah 50, 33? To say this, previous
scene
wrote.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Thus says Yahweh of hosts.
Thus says Yahweh of hosts. Go ahead.
The children of Israel and the children of Yahweh Judah were possessed together.
They were oppressed.
Oppressed together.
Together. So you got Judah and Israel catching hell, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, read up.
And all that took them captive.
Everybody that laid their hands on you, what they say?
Held them back.
What did they do?
They refused to let them go.
You like that AT&T, ATM coming.
Yes.
Every time they see you coming, they say, ching, ching.
Yes.
Ching, ching.
Yes.
We have made them rich, right? But let's go to, let me got the glory of trusting Mother Indiana. We be out the dope. Under Joshua. The book of Joshua chapter 6, Mother. Look at you blowing out of trumpet. Let's look at the other side of this thing. Before we go to Joshua, Mother, let's go to Revelation chapter 14. I mean, Revelation chapter 7, Mother. Speaking of verse number 1. Let's see what's going on. Revelation 7, verse number 1, Mother. Revelation 7, verse number 1.
Book of Revelation. Chapter 7.
1 through 4. Revelation 7, 1 through 4.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 through 4.
Yes, ma'am. Revelation 7, 1 through 4.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And after these things, I saw four ministers sitting, standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth.
Holding the four winds of the earth,
that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
Verse number 2, what it says.
And I saw another minister spirit descending from the east.
So he said, I saw another minister spirit descending from the east,
having the seal of the living Yahweh. And he cried with a loud voice.
What did he say?
To the four ministers spirit, to whom it was given.
It was holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow. So what wind are you talking about here? What is this wind he's talking about, Mother Z? Let's get Daniel 7, verse 2. Let's see if we get a handle on this wind. Four winds. This wind that's going to blow, Mother. Daniel 7, verse 2. What's going on?
Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. Daniel chapter
Daniel 7, 7, verse 2.
Daniel chapter 7. Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 2.
Uh-huh.
No, verse 2.
Okay.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. Verse
yes,
2.
Ma'am.
Daniel spoke and said,
say what?
I saw in my vision by night and beheld
and behold
the four winds of heaven. Stroll upon the great sea.
All this good information here. I saw the four winds of the heavens stroll upon the great sea. What's this warning you talking about in the book of Revelation? So say Revelation 17, verse 15. What is this that you're looking at here? Now, we go out to make mission and say, well, I read it in the book of Daniel. Don't you see how the way he's going back and forth? Revelation 17, verse 15, what are these waters that they're looking at here?
Revelation chapter 17.
Verse 15, because they've been
seated. Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said unto me, the waters which you saw, where the four
sits. Mm-hmm.
On the people, and multitudes,
and
nations, and tongues.
That's the what Daniel is talking about, right? He said, I see the four winds soar upon the great sea, meaning that some woe is me is on the way, right? Daniel chapter 7, verse 3. Mother Eve, would you read that? Daniel 7, verse 3. What are these four winds he's talking about? What are they, Mother?
Okay.
Mother B.
Daniel
7, verse 3.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 3. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another.
They say four great beasts passage in the regular book, 3, verse number 18. Where are these beats that you're looking at?
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 3. Daily, that is received in both days. This have not yet been, who have not seen the evil work that is done under the sun.
Ecclesiastes 4, 3, verse 18. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 18. That's what I'm looking for.
318.
Yeah, man, 318. That's what I'm looking for.
I got 318.
Did I say 12?
No, you said 3.
I said 3, didn't I?
Yeah, that's what I wrote, 3.
I think I'm losing my mind over
here. Oh, 18.
Read back to 318.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18.
I said in my mind.
Concerning the estate of the sons of men.
That
Yahweh might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts.
So when Daniel talking about the beasts, he ain't talking about no four-footed creatures, right? He's talking about the men, the nature, kindred and tongue. So he say, I see these four great beasts. They stroll upon the sea. That means that the destruction is on the way. And Yahweh say, hold back the four men, right? Till I seal the surface. It's much like to that revelation.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And I saw another ministering spirit ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And he cried with a loud voice to the four ministering spirits, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
So this ministering spirit was given a command to hurt the earth and the sea, right? We find out these waters are people, multitude, nation, and tongue.
Right.
Verse number 3, what did he say?
Verse 3.
Saying what?
Hurt not the earth.
Hurt not the earth.
Neither the sea.
Neither the sea.
Nor the trees. Till we have sealed as the servants of our Yahweh in their forehead.
So the servants of Yahweh got to be sealed in their brain, right? Can't let nothing get in other than the word of the Most High Yahweh. Is that what he says? That's what it means to be sealed. Let's see what we seal with Moses. Isaiah 8, verse 16. What is the seal we got to have? Isaiah 8, verse 16. What are we sealed with, Moses? Isaiah 8, verse 16. What do we have to be sealed with?
Isaiah 8, verse 16.
Yes,
bound up the testimony, covenant, seal the Torah instruction among my followers.
We have to be sealed with the Torah instructions of Yahweh, right?
Right.
Now let's see what these winds are going to be up. Back to verse number 3. Revelation 7, 3. 3 and 4, Mother Eve.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. Say, hurt not the earth.
Go ahead.
Neither the sea.
Go ahead.
Nor the trees.
Till
he has sealed the servants of our Yahweh in their forehead.
So the Torah instructions, the first 5 books, gotta be sealed in our brain, right?
Right.
Verse number 4, what he said.
Verse 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed in a 144,000 of all the tribes of the children, the families of Israel.
So this thing is dealing with who? All the families of Israel. And when you get down to verse number 9 to 10, let's see if anything changed here, Mother E. Because he said, these are the family of Israel, right? And when you got down to 9:10, people just lose their mind, right? Revelation
chapter 7, verse 9 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude,
mm-hmm.
which no man could number.
Now, what's this great multitude, mother? What is this great multitude he's looking at?
Israel.
The 12 tribes of Israel, right? Mm-hmm. Right there in verse number 4. Upon the third part of the river and of the water. my eyes on what I'm looking for. So I'm going to leave that alone, right, Brother Tyson? Verse number 11. Come on, let's read a little bit more of that.
Maybe then we can read. Something is going on with
couldn't even lay my eyes on. Let's look at Revelation chapter 11. Let me use my stall tactic right quick. Revelation 11, verse 15, what he said, Mother Lee. Revelation 11, verse number 15. What's going on?
Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and
there were what?
And there was a great voice in heaven saying,
"There what?
The kingdom of the world, the kingdom of this world,
the kingdoms of this world,
become the kingdom of Abba Yahweh and of his Yahweh the Son, and he shall reign ever and ever."
So we know one thing. It's gonna be the last battle on the planet,
right?
Yahweh and Yahweh the Son, you better take this thing. They're going to take it over by force
of the true Israelites.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 16, verse number 20. What's going on about the Euphrates thing? Revelation 16, what's going on around the Euphrates? Verse number 12, the same big BBC run. Revelation chapter 16, let's see it at verse 10 through 12. Let's run into this thing. Revelation 16, 10 through 12. So say that, people. So these blowing of the trumpets is very significant. Before we read that, Sister Amen, let's use your sound tactics over there. Something popped in my mind. Ezekiel, Mother Eve. Brother Titus, young man, Brother Tribe, young Judah. Ezekiel chapter 20, 12 through 12, 20, 10 through 12, 19 and 20.
What's going
on?
Chapter 20, 10 through 12, 19 and 20.
Verse 9.
And I gave them my statutes.
Great.
And showed them my judgment.
Which
if a man do, he shall even live.
Verse number 12, come on.
Where? More. Also, I gave them my statutes.
Mm-hmm.
To be in silence between me and them.
Great.
That they may know that I am Yahweh that sanctified them.
So Yahweh's statutes is more than getting the dagger and drinking that good wine and eating that good food, right? He said it's a fire. We find it out the blood of the trumpet is very symbolic to some things that get ready to happen on the planet, right? Verse 19, what did he say?
Verse 19.
Yes, sir.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in my steps. Keep my judgment.
Wait.
And do that.
Verse number 20, come on.
Verse 20. Sanctify my steps.
Good.
Today should be in time between me and you.
So he said to Israel, I want you to know what is getting ready to go down, right? Because my Sabbath is a sign. It's more than just we have a great celebration. It's an information that it's a sign, and a sign always points out an event, right? Points out something. Is that right? We find out these trumpets are pouring out. Salvation for the righteous. And destruction for the enemy. Revelation 16, verse number 10 I won't see that day. Not on that side of the coin. Verse 11, what he say? Yes, now.
And blaspheme Yahweh of heaven.
And they'll cut Yahweh. You so and so and so, you go ahead.
Because of their pain. And their sorrow.
Lord, their sore.
And repented not of their deeds.
Verse 12, what he say? Yes, ma'am.
And the sixth ministry here poured out his body.
What happened?
And the water thereof was dried up.
Good.
That the way of the kings of the east might be fulfilled.
So those kingdoms over there in the far east, you know, Russia, China, Iran, all them kingdoms. Now, if you just do a little research, you find out that at certain points of the year, you can just walk across on foot in the Euphrates right now. Just do your research and find out that Euphrates has been drying up for years. So if Euphrates is drying up, it's drying up for the way of the kings of the east. Is that right? We know who's sitting over there with them big bones over there in the east. We ain't don't let nobody fool you. We know who got them, and they already get ready to make their move, right? Russia saying time for us to start doing what we do.
Yeah.
But let's look at the other side, young lion, Brother Titus, in front of Joshua. Before we go to Joshua, in front of Psalm 91, verse number 1. Psalm 91, verse number 1. Because we bring it in two sides to this thing, right? Salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemy with an axe, right? So let's look at this thing. Psalm 91, verse 1. Brother Titus, young lion from the tribe of Yahweh.
So the Psalm, chapter 91, verse 1 reads.
What do you mean?
He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High Yahweh.
And the secret place of the Most High Yahweh is revealed. He's got to be sealed with the Torah instruction, right?
Yahweh.
We read that, dude. That's the secret place of the Most High Yahweh. Believe.
Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty Yahweh.
Go ahead, read out.
Verse 2 reads, I will say of Yahweh,
yeah,
is my refuge, my virtue, and my fortune.
Good.
My Yahweh to him will I trust.
Verse number 10.
Verse 10 reads,
what do you mean?
But you ain't made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High Yahweh, your habitation.
Verse number 10.
Okay. On your first 10. There's no evil before you. You see any plan come here, no dwelling.
Verse number 8.
Verse 8. All you with your eyes shall you behold is the reward of the wicked.
Verse number 11.
Verse 11. But he should give his ministry of spirit charge over you.
Good.
Keep you in all your ways.
So y'all brought that plan, right? How to bring us through this thing. I gave everybody. This is a twofold mission. Salvation of the righteous and the destruction of the enemy, right? The book of Hosea. Brother Titus, his brother, see what it is. Brother Joshua 6, verse number 1. Let's read a little bit about how these prophets play into this thing, young lion. The book of Hosea, the little word, Joshua, chapter 6, verse number 1. Let's see how each chapter played into the salvation of the righteous.
Book of Joshua, the word for Hosea, chapter 6, verse 1.
You need to read a little bit.
Read. Now Jericho was straightly shut up. He was in the Israel.
Wait.
Now without. Now came in.
Verse number 2, come up.
Verse 2. Yahweh said to Hosea, I have given your head Jericho and the king thereof.
Good.
The mighty man of Jericho.
So that's what I told Hosea, right? I've given you the king of Jericho, right? Verse number 3, what did he say?
Verse 3. You should compass the city. All you men of war.
Hold on. If war going on, that means some destruction is going to happen, right? Go ahead, read on.
the thing. What? Don't do you do that day?
And y'all both give it as instruction, right? Mm-hmm. Tell about the 6 days you labor, right? And do all your work. But tell the folks, come on.
Verse 4.
And say,
never preach. Prepare before the ark. Never trust.
Go ahead.
A ram womb. The 7 days.
Go ahead.
Prepare the thing. Not the time.
Go ahead, me now.
And the priest says, Lord, with the trumpet. Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
And it shall come to pass.
What's going to happen?
When you make an old blasting with the ram horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet,
good.
All the people should shout.
All the people should do what?
To shout.
Good, read up.
With breath down.
Uh-huh.
And the wall of the city shall fall down flat.
Good.
And the people shall ascend up, for every man is straight before him.
That's down to verse number 16. Come on.
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
This is coming fast at the seventh time when the priest slows the trouble.
Good.
Or Tina, say it to the people.
What do you say?
Yahweh. For Yahweh has given you the seed.
Hallelujah. What?
Yahweh.
And I will end you. We're going to bring in that young lion from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. From the tribe of Israel, the sea roar of our seed. Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah.
See, this glory of the trumpet is very... very symbolic, right?
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1. And the words of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 2, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherd of Israel.
Yeah. I'm referring to the shepherd he's talking about when we read over here in Zechariah chapter 11. He's only talking about the shepherds of Israel. That's who he's referring to, the shepherds of Israel. All right, go ahead and finish that up.
Prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Yahweh unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, shall not feed themselves, shall not the shepherd feed the flock?
Right, Let's go to Matthew chapter, let's see what I'm going. Matthew chapter, let's see. Yeah, 15.
Matthew chapter 15.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. Look at these up here for this one, Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. The
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Family of Israel. The sheep he's talking about. Family, nation of Israel. Matthew 10, chapter 5.
In the borders of Zeph. Zebulun, and Naphtali.
Verse 14.
Yeah. Verse 14. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the seer, said.
Going to break down who the Gentiles are there. Let me just read in Matthew chapter 10. Okay, go ahead, verse 15.
15. Yeah.
Verse 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea border Jordan, Galilee of Gentiles. Galilee of the Gentiles.
Galilee of the Gentiles. So we read over here that the Samaritans is only talking about this here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12 to 15. Now this is 4, right? He said you can read in Isaiah, right? Isaiah
9, 1, 2.
We are 1. Well, that verse was 4. Now we're making that 4 verses. In Isaiah chapter 9. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1-3.
1-3. I thought it was 2.
Okay. You're coming back.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1-2.
Let me get that. I don't know. Isaiah chapter 9. Yeah, pick up that verse 1.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. Nevertheless, the danner shall be. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards did more grievous affliction
afflict her
by the way of the sea border Jordan
beyond Jordan
in Galilee of the nation.
Yahweh the Son sent forth
into the city or go not into the way of the Gentiles.
Uh-huh.
And into any city of the Samaritans into not.
So Yahweh gave them a warning. He said, it said, any city of Samaritans, right? Enter you not. So let's see if the history. Why did he make that statement? Second Kings 17. Why did he warn about going and dealing with the Samaritans? Second Kings 17, Mother. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. Read a little bit of this history. Well, Yahweh warned him. Before we go there, buddy, let me board this out. Must be Israel. Let's be right. Let's run to St. John, chapter 4. Book of St. John, chapter 4. Must be Israel. Be right. Let's look at St. John, chapter 4. And let's look at verse number 5. Let's look at 4 through 6.
St. John 4:4-6.
Mother,
the Israel, the Hebrew. St. John chapter 4, verse 4 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
St. John.
Well, chapter 1 through 4. That's all we should need.
St. John 4:1-4. St. John chapter 4, verse 1 through 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. When therefore the Yahweh knew how the Pharisees had heard at Yahweh the Son made an
baptism
more
baptized more disciples
made and baptized more disciples than John.
Number 2, what
do
you say?
2, though Yahweh himself baptized not, but his disciples.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm. He left Yahda Judah and departed again into Galilee.
Verse 4, what do you say?
Verse 4, and he must needs go through Samaria.
So he had a purpose that he had to fulfill. He must needs go to Samaria.
Right.
So Yahweh's son had to go over there and be Samaria, see what was going on, because he understood the history, right? Run through 2 Kings chapter Verse 4, come on.
Verse 4. Conspiracy in Hosea. For he has sent message to so king.
Or the messenger to the king of Egypt.
Message to this
messenger.
Messenger to king of Egypt and brought no present to the king of Assyria.
Please.
As he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison.
So now, you're paying the tax season ain't nothing new, right? This thing was way back there. Year by year, you had to give the king what was due to the king, right? Verse number five, so it ain't no new thing on them, right?
Yeah.
Number five, our book got all the information. We just got to pick it up and read it sometime, right? But number five, what happened?
Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria.
And did what?
And besieged it 3 years.
So he went up to Samaria and he besieged it. That means he surrounded the city and was getting ready to take it down, right? For 3 years. Verse number six, what happened?
Verse six. Mm-hmm. In the ninth year of
Hosea,
the king of Assyria.
What did he do?
Took the marriage.
He did what?
Took the marriage.
So y'all father son had to go, what's going on up here in Samaria, right? Mm-hmm. So the king of Assyria took Samaria and did what?
And carried Israel away into Assyria.
Go ahead.
And placed him in
Halah,
in Hobor,
and in the harbor.
In the harbor by the river of
Gozan.
And in the city of Mead.
So the king of Assyria, he supplanted the Israelites, right? He took them out and put them in foreign lands. Now let's see what happened in verse number 23 and 24, somebody.
You know what, seven.
No, ma'am. 23 and 24. What happened? Why did Yahweh's son have to go peek Samaria? Why did he tell the disciples? To any city of Samaria that's in the United East. Verse 23 and 24, what happened?
2 Kings 17:23.
Yes, ma'am.
Until the Yahweh removed Israel out of his sight.
Go ahead.
As he had said, by all his servants, the seer.
Mm-hmm.
So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day.
Verse 24.
And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon.
Men from Babylon are Cushites, right? Africa. People that look just like you, right? Go ahead.
And from
Kutat. Go ahead.
And from Edar.
Edar, go ahead.
And from Heaven.
Hamad.
And from
Shaphar of Beam. And did what?
And placed him in the city of Samaria.
Go ahead.
Instead of the children of Israel.
Go ahead.
And they possessed Samaritans and dwelled in the city thereof.
So that's why Yahweh gave them a warning to any city of the Samaritans in the United Kingdom. I got to go peep out the scene before I send you over there, right? Because there's a mixed multitude over there in Samaria. That's only you got lying from the time of Yahweh. You got to remember that history and what happened in Samaria then. The world of power that beat them, take that Matthew 5 and say, well, he wasn't dealing with Israel no more. He wasn't dealing with those demons of Samaria. Well, we know why, because something happened over there in Samaria. We got the history. Let's go to Ethiopia.
All right. Okay,
All right. Matthew chapter 10, okay, which is verse 6. Matthew chapter 10, verse 6.
But go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Now let me get one more in there, young man. Let me preface that. Now once Yahweh the Son that beat that thing out, Mother Zeke. And see what he told him after he had went over there, it was they must need go to Samaria, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once they beat that out, Mother Zeke, let's see what happened in Acts chapter 1. Let's see what they say in Acts chapter 1, 6, 11, 6 through 8. Acts chapter 1, 6 through 8. Book of Acts chapter 1, 6 through 8. Mother Zeke is relatively right.
Acts chapter 1. Verse 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
When they therefore were come together,
mm-hmm.
they asked of him, said,
what?
Yahweh, would thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
So when they say restore the kingdom to Israel,
they're talking all 12 tribes, ain't they? Mm-hmm. They're
talking all 12 tribes, right?
Verse 7. And he said unto them,
what do you say?
It is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power.
It's not for you to know the time or the season. What the Father has put in his own power. In other words, he don't want to hold the key to the Adam bug. Anybody else put the but the Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, what do you say?
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
But he shall receive power after that the righteous spirit is come upon you.
And he said, once I pour out my spirit on you, you begin to understand my word. That's when you get power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get that, my word down pat, then what? And you shall be what?
And ye shall be witness unto me, both in Yahda Judah,
mm-hmm.
and in Yahda Judah.
Where?
And in Samaria.
Go ahead.
And unto the utmost part of the earth.
So it was always Yahweh playing the Japanese Japan, northern and southern kingdom. Back over to you, young man, from the tribe of Yahda Judah.
All right, what do you mean by both of them? Rather than lost people in the nation of Israel. Alright, so Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7. Mm-hmm.
Zechariah. Chapter 12, verse 7. Okay, just a minute. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7. The Yahweh also shall save the tent of Yahda Judah first.
That.
keep that in your mind. Yeah. You're going to put that on the table for him. Yeah, put that there.
Now all of them strawberries.
Yeah, all of them strawberries.
He got a lot of peanut
butter. That's why you stopped eating it. That's just real,
5:13. Body wash and body soap and all that.
Let's get in our season real quick. Go on the season. Hey, Sister Kate. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, 26. Go to
Ephesians. Ephesians 5:26. That he might sanctify his sin with the washing of water.
Word. Go to clean. All right, let's go to John. Let's check the witness. Let's go to John.
Chapter 3, verse
10. Let's go to John chapter 15, verse 3. John chapter 15, verse 3, Mother Z. John chapter 15, verse 3.
St. John, chapter 15, verse 3. Verse 3. Now ye are cleansed through the word which I have spoken unto you.
I will cleanse you up.
17, St. John.
That's a good time.
No, no, no.
Mike, yeah. Find the 2 Kings 21.
Jeremiah, chapter, Joseph, Israel, and seeing right. Let's look at 2 Kings 21, let's pick it up in verse number 1. Let's get the storyline, then we're going to get the end result of all this good stuff. Yes, sir, 2 Kings 21, verse number 1.
Jeremiah
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 33. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 33. All right, so Sister T's up there, Prince Israel. Mm-hmm. Verse 33. Luke chapter 1. Look at verse 68. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. 68, his prayer. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Raised up and more than power, salvation for us, to the family.
Sunday of this service, they, I mean, the Civic Club got sick of that, brother.
All right.
Zachariah, you said you raised up a horn of salvation, and you said that's power, right?
Right,
for me that horn is, it signifies power.
Right.
Let's see how much power there is.
Horn come back out.
This bloodline of David, how much power is he working with here? Mother dear Israel, see you, Roy. Let's look at Matthew 28, verse 18. How much power is he willing, Mother dear? Matthew 28, verse number 18. How much power is he willing, working with?
Verse number
18. Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh's son came and spake unto them, saying, all power
is
given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Over you, young lion. All right. He worked with all power.
Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Yahweh is good.
his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations.
your foot when thy goest to the house of Yahuwah. And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food. For they consider not that they do eat. Verse number 2.
Go ahead.
Be not rash with thy your mouth, and let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah. For Yahuwah is in heaven, and you upon earth.
Yeah.
Therefore, let your words be true.
Good night. Do a great time with that, Brother Scott.
Well, okay. Said that you got to be quick to hear.
Put the here.
That means you gotta have big ears and a little mouth.
That's what it is. You come in to listen and learn something because we want to find out what's going on. So we come from the Bible. And the Bible told us be big ears and little mouth. Don't be quick to rat out with your mouth.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The Bible told us that. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
so we do Bible.
With all your mind, and your neighbor,
as yourself.
Hallelujah, Father. That's what
he means.
They say you should love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind, with all your soul.
Hallelujah.
Okay, what's love? What do you mean how you should love Yahweh, your Yahweh? What's love here? What do you mean by love? Is love is talking about?
I ain't talking about feelings, man. Come on, break it down.
All right, let's go to John. Let's go to John real quick. Let's go to John real quick.
Okay.
Yahweh.
John chapter 14, verse 15. 15, 21. Okay. Thank God. 14, 15.
Neighbor as yourself, all right?